Hello.
Hello.
Hey guys, sorry for the delay. I was on another meeting about sunflower CSPs. So apologies for the delay here. One second, I'm just going to. How's everybody doing?
Oh, doing all right.
Good.
Okay. All right, I hear the positivity. Here, okay. Okay. Money. I'm just gonna bring up the agenda here. I don't know if Alexei will join us. I did put a placeholder to see if if he was available to talk about a few things, but he may not be able to join. And I don't know if I guess I need to. I thought when I got on, it was recording. I don't know if it's recording now though, so let me
I do see
hey.
the recording, in the upper window, upper part of the window.
Yeah. Okay. All right, 'cause I see a button that says re record to this computer. So as if it's recording, that's great. Let me share my screen here. Okay. All right. So, a couple announcements real quick. The Ramson CSP7 is currently slated for September 30th with a GA date of October 6th. So again, given lots of things are going on with WolfCon and everything, the sooner if you know there's something that is a candidate for Ramson CSP, Please get that out. Make the CSP request as soon as you can. Let's cross our fingers. It's the last CSP for Ramsons that we have to do. Sunflower CSP number one. The goal remains to release as a GA for GA on September 22nd. If there's any issues that you have, you got anybody has that you feel needs to make it to CSP number one, because it's a blocker to maybe the upgrade of institutions to Sunflower, or well, in particular, a blocker to the upgrade. Please reach out to Alexi as soon as you can, and also if you're attending the Thursday 11 a.m. Eastern Time meeting that he has, please make sure to state that you think you might have a blocker, or at least post it in the chat ahead of time so that it can be discussed if you cannot make that meeting. Any questions about those two statements there? Okay. Does anybody else have any announcements? Okay. All righty. Then I'm going to open. I'm going to talk about, so let's talk about Sunflower, because we now know that Trillium, there is no definitive time frame for when Trillium will be released. That obviously, and then we had a discussion last time we met about maybe it's a potential impact. One, once there is impact, there's people who've developed functionality, waiting for functionality, or planning to go live with Trillium that now have to maybe reassess what that means. And one of those institutions is the National Library of Sweden, where there are plans, and I know there are people from National Library of Sweden in Charlotte on, but the plan has been that this the they upgrade, they go live with Trillium. Now, with a release that's TBD, that's kind of hard to do. And so the institution is exploring backporting features to Sunflower so it can go live on the Sunflower release. And I believe the go live date for National Library of Sweden, and there's definitely folks who can correct me, is March 2026.
Correct. Yeah,
All
but the
right.
thing is, it's not just a delay with a couple of sprints, which we kind of have
Yes, understood.
experienced before. It is months we are talking about. So,
Months,
yeah. So
months.
that
Yeah.
changed the picture.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And if I, yeah, I totally agree with you, Charlotte. It changed the picture for many people. And so because of that, and obviously it's fair that in order to make sure you're going live, the National Library of Sweden is going live with a stable environment, they have to backport, features have to get backported to Sunflower.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can return to, because the use of backported is a little complicated here, because the Sunflower service patch will be the actual release. So it's not just where we identify that this work is also, it has been released for Sunflower, but we want also to backport it for Ramson's users. So the wording is a little new way to use backported, in my opinion.
I
We are
think, I think.
releasing, and that's why originally I had thought that we could do a Sunflower NLS service patch and not include it in critical service patches. But I'd say that's not gonna we have it's flexible. We can do whatever. So if it's most convenient for everyone to have it in a critical service patch, number two example, then we can do that.
So I don't I mean I think the I mean I don't want to get into the technical pieces to this point yet, but I think the way I think we have a significant delay with Trillium. We have an institution that has plans and had planned to go live at a certain time frame, and now there needs to be a way to support that go their their go live date. And what that
Sure.
means is that functionality that had been planned to be released in Trillium needs to be released in Sunflower. I'm gonna be blunt. I don't care what it's called. It could be called CSP, it could be called special release, it could be called Sunflower Extended. But in the general, guys, that's the to me, that's the gist of what's going on here. And and I know that I'm going to hand it off to Charlotte for you to kind of talk through some milestones that that the team is currently working on to help kind of guide what this means to have this functionality now available in Sunflower versus Trillium. But here's a dashboard. I added it. I can add it into chat as well, but it's also in the page here. You can see there's the team Clemming has done a lot of work in Trillium that needs to move into Sunflower. And so you can see there's a widget with all of the features related to this. And so what we as a group need to
Some of
understand.
those features are sunflower features as well. So,
Yeah.
but it's clearly identified.
Yeah, there's about 11 that are Trillium.
Yes.
So what we need to do as a group is review what those features are. As you can see, some of them are in modules that are owned by various teams, where they're looking at this Vega and Valeris. I know there's some that are owned by Spitfire and Folajet that are on this list.
You see all the modules in the widget just a little below.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you do have that here. Keep scrolling, keep
A
scrolling.
little up, a little up, a little up. It is on your right.
Oh, it's on the right now. Okay. Ah,
See,
there it
there
is.
you see, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, perfect. So you can see here, thanks, Charlotte. There's a list of all of the modules that that are tied to their functionality. And so we need to review these, and we need to work with the Clemming team. There's several folks on here, and Charlotte's leading this effort on how this release, the move of this functionality from Trillium to Sunflower happens. We need to coordinate releases of this functionality to Trillium, to Sunflower, I'm sorry. And so we need to just make sure we're accounting for that in our work. And we, I know there's also some timelines we need to make sure that this is worked against. Some of this is the Clemming timeline, but that also has to tie into the timelines of that Yogesh has for testing, and then Alexi has for just a general release of this functionality into Sunflower. I also think that all the POs, if we could look at the features to just see if we have any dependencies. An example of that is Magda with bulk edit with the new URI field that Clemming has added to, I think, the instance record. That that means that Firebird has to do some work to make sure that that functionality, as far as bulk edit goes, is supported in Sunflower. I think there might even be some Corsair work around the list app. that is tied to that, and maybe some of the additional functionality that the Clemming team worked on with regard to reading room circulation. So please take a look at the features and just see if there are, oh, let me go back to the features list. If you, when you look at it, you're like, ah, my team needs to do A, B, and C. If you do have a dependency, please create the story and add the label NLS underscore dependency so we can track that, because I think that all has to be included as it gets planned, how we release, deploy, and release this functionality to Sunflower. All right, I'm gonna stop talking for a minute and let other people talk. What are your thoughts? What are you guys thinking about with this? Okay, silence. So that's it's something that the sooner that we all do this, the better we can plan and help with the planning of this effort. So I know there's a lot that we're all juggling between Sunflower, Brillium, WolfCon, life. But in general, serious though, if you guys can spend some time this week, take a look and just create the stories with a label. Also, you know, again, reach out to Charlotte if you have any questions. Charlotte, is there anyone else that a PO or a team should reach out to related to this this work that needs to be released as a part of Sunflower?
So, NLS and I, we are running this very tight. So, we can do a channel, call it NLS Sunflower, and then let's have the comments in that channel.
All right. Will you create
I'll
that
create
channel?
it. Yes,
Thank you.
I'll do it.
All right. Okay. So that's thank you for that. And then this is the proposed, and this isn't final, correct? Charlotte, you're still, you, the team is still re the Na National Library of Sweden, and you are still reviewing.
So if
Cool.
you scroll down a little bit, then the dates, I'd say we are almost done with. What is missing is that we want to add some visuals on the timeline in the top of the document.
Got it.
But I have highlighted, you can see the feature freeze, and I have highlighted also a module release deadline, because that is where we need to collaborate with all of your teams, which where you are responsible for the modules our new functionality is developed in. And if you scroll down further, and I have set in, you know, normally we do a week, but it is October 8 to October 10, and I hope we can do it in those 3 days. Normally we do 150 modules in just 5 days. But in the end of this document, also if you scroll down a little bit, I have listed all the modules. Did we lose you, Kalina?
Yeah, I'm just listening. Yeah,
If
I
you
think
scroll
that
down a little bit, then there's the list of the modules.
okay, same as what's on the widget
Yes.
there. Okay,
Yeah.
all
Yeah.
right. So, any so right so thanks for these dates. I think the next I'm hoping that we can just make sure they're 100% agreed upon by Alexei and Yogesh these dates. And once I'm hoping once that's done, then I think this is a good plan.
So this plan we talked about at the RMS group meeting Monday, that we want to revisit next time we meet. So, but I'll send it to them in advance, of course.
Okay. And then the next meeting is in 2 weeks, so it'll be maybe
22nd
is a 22nd,
September.
which is hopefully that meeting happens, because that's the pre conference workshop day of WolfCon. So
Oh, okay.
yeah, I just realized that. So we need to just make sure that that meeting does happen. And if it can't happen on the 22nd, and we should we should
Maybe
ask
we,
Charlotte for it to be earlier.
yeah, it could be the week before, Thursday, Friday, or something.
Exactly. Does anybody have any questions about this effort?
I see a hand from Anne.
All right.
Sure. Sure. I just have a statement and then a request for clarification. So, just for us all on the team, it's my understanding that this work will be seen and have an impact in single tenant folio. And from the reviews that Vega has done with the Clemming team on behalf of this work, there has been an effort to minimize or eliminate any involvement with multi-tenant folio or ECS circulation. So I just wanted to make that statement while we're on the call, and also just seek one more round of clarification with Charlotte and National Library of Sweden. So far, we haven't seen any negative impact in anything that could negatively impact ECS circulation. But I just wanted to touch base with everybody while we're on the call.
So NLS is a single tenant, and that is what we are developing for. And we are implementing also an environment variable, so you can sim and the default is set to false. So unless your system administrator change it to true, then you will not have for use at location. Being activated.
Yeah, that sounds great. I really appreciate the lengths that y'all have gone to protect or plan ahead for what the use of this could be in the ECS environments. And that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page related to this effort being a single tenant new development, and in the future it could be used in ECS environments, but probably there would be need to be some work done to ensure its full functionality. And that's very similar to how Vega is implementing the mediated requests app and the modules behind it, the module behind it on the back end, but in the reverse. You know, we're coming at it from beginning with ECS, and it could in the future be used with single tenant environment, but might need more work to support it. So I think this has been a really good collaboration, and I don't have any concerns right now.
Thank you, Anne, and thanks for adding that clarity. So I'm just looking to see if anybody else has any questions here. All right, Alvaro, I know you're on the call, and you don't. I just also I'm not clear about the use of the linked data editor. Is that something that had been planned? And I guess it's actually a question for the National Library of Sweden. And Charlotte, was there a plan to use the linked data editor as a part of Trillium as go live, or was it not? Just curious how, what, how do, what do we need to think about with regard to linked data editor and Sunflower?
So are you talking about
Hello?
the new source UI property?
Not that,
Oh.
but the actual app, the linked data editor app. Was there any expectation for National Library of Sweden's go live of using it?
I can answer that. The answer is no.
Okay.
We initially wanted to use it, but the data ingest wasn't there. So we are not planning to go live with it, but we might be interested in using it in the future when there's more stable data import export data workflows in place. So, but it's not part of our go live, no.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right. That was my only question. So Alvaro, that I asked that question because I wasn't sure, and I know I've sent you some emails offline about it. So,
Yeah, but Andreas had the answer. Yeah. Anyway, we are planning to Trillium to be fully functional. So I guess we will need to restart our talks, Andreas. Right? Or monthly talks.
Yeah. From
Okay.
next week,
The further
I
we
think
will.
it's booked.
Yeah,
Yeah.
next week. Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I think that was my only question as I was thinking about this this morning. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And let's all as a group, as a community, make sure we're working together to make sure that National Library Sweden can it goes live as smoothly as possible. So let's so whatever we can re review and share as far as any dependencies, any questions that we have about this moving their functionality to Sunflower with the Slack channel that Charlotte creates, let's share them there and let's just, as we get final dates on when things need to be ready, let's just coordinate, work together to make sure we can meet the time frames that are become the final time frames. All right, I'm gonna move on from that. I'm gonna move on to WolfCon prep. I created a WolfCon page, but I think I. There we go. So, thanks folks for completing this list here. For those who have added details as to whether you're attending in person or remote. And thanks for sharing some of the presentations that folks are doing. I think in general, my question is, how can we help each other? Is there anything that we need to do to help each other with regard to our WolfCon presentations? So that's my first question, and I'm actually gonna now repost this page here. Does anybody need any help with any other presentations or any in general? Okay. So everyone is A-okay. Oh, Alvaro.
Yeah, but I wasn't aware of this page. I will be coordinating a pre-conference workshop about linked data on Monday 22nd. Just in case if you are interested to attend to any if there are interest to attend and get a little more involved with linked data. Just that.
Thank you. And I've seen the link data chat that this is that the workshops are only available in person, right? There you cannot
Right.
access the okay. I've been
Yeah,
watching
sadly.
that link data. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. So for those pre-conference workshops, if you weren't aware, they're only available in person, not remote. Let's see if there's anything else here. Thanks, Anne. And thanks, Charlotte, for going ahead to and adding that Slack channel. Anything else? Anything else where folks have questions or need help or anything regarding their WolfCon sessions? Okay. Well, whether you're in person or you're remote, if you need help or you need to talk through anything, if I can be of help, please let me know. But also, please reach out to your fellow POs, the on this, or feel free to use the POs channel to talk through or ask any questions that you need. And for those who are remote, I know I'll be remote. If if you need help with someone who's on site, definitely ask the question in here, the need any help, or again, post in the POs channel. But let's in this effort too, let's we can help each other. That's great. Now, speaking of continuing to speak about WolfCon, I mean, unless something changes, I probably will not be in person at WolfCon, and we do typically do have a POs meeting at WolfCon. I'd like to I don't see any reason for us not to have that meeting while we're at WolfCon. I thought that in the past with the WolfCon meetings, I've asked people to send in their questions, and then we organize that and kind of go through some of the questions. It's actually not me. Kate started it. I'm just continuing it because it was a great idea. We can definitely do that activity. If folks want, we can go with a standard meeting, with the key topic being the return of the sprint demo and us having a conversation about the return of a community-wide sprint, a sprint demo, that's available to the community. We could have that discussion. We can do something else. So I'm just curious, how do you, what would people, what would be most beneficial, with respect to, the product owners WolfCon meeting? What would be most beneficial to you? What would make you say, hey, I love these meetings. I can't wait for the next WolfCon to have this POs meeting. So would it be to talk about this, the same method that we've done in the past with the questions, or again, some other activity? What do people think?
Have a couple maybe potential topics. I don't know if other people would be interested in having a discussion about these things, but a couple things come to mind. One would be talking a little bit about working in other folks' domains, like talking about I don't know the best way to talk to frame it, but like yeah. Working in multiple modules on functionality. I know that there are a number of us who have done this or like collaborated with someone who's been doing it. And so maybe it would be valuable to talk a little bit about those experiences or any processes that might be missing or things that we could add. I had one other thought and now I can't remember what it is. As you're typing that out, maybe I'll remember. Ooh, working with SIGs was another thing that kind of came to mind. I'm just sort of curious, like, because I sometimes talk with the acquisition SIG about what other SIGs are doing, but I can't remember the last time we really had a conversation with POs about how they are working with the SIGs. And that could be to like refine features or to like refine backlogs, manage, old stories and yeah. How folks, if folks are even doing that kind of stuff, I'm not really sure. So, yeah, something along those lines would be an interesting maybe topic of discussion, at least for me.
Yeah, I really like both of these. And I would say that for me on idea three, I feel like there has been so much time and emphasis placed in other in specific areas for at least me and maybe other POs throughout the this time of development for Library of Congress, that there can sometimes be less of an emphasis placed on attending and engaging some of the SIGs. And so I think maybe even identifying what we think would be expected levels of participation and how can we keep the community feeling like we're all participating together when it comes to engaging the SIGs would be helpful.
Okay, so that's we've got three ideas. Any other ideas?
Okay, I'm sorry. I have one more. This may be along the lines of the sprint demos, and that is like how we can better support each other. Because I'm sure like we all deal with customers or a particular stakeholder as a PO. You probably come from an institution that's running Folio, or you work with an organization that hosts Folio, customers, et cetera, and deal with like support problems or bugs or, that you may not have the information to resolve. So like talking a little bit how we support each other with our expertise and like what's realistic for that. Just thinking like knowing a little bit more about even what the time kind of the realistic time commitments are from folks, or because we have that module matrix that is helpful, but I think knowing a little bit more about what people are able to do, like what kind of support they're able open to providing, or willing to provide, or even able to provide, might be helpful to know. Sometimes I will hesitate to ask a question. I don't want to take somebody's time.
So I want to talk through
That
that a
kind of
little bit.
stuff.
Yeah, no, I want to talk through that a little bit,
Cool.
Dennis. So is it a scenario where I'm the P I'm a PO of E Holdings, and I have a question about serials functionality, or is it more of, and so Owen's here there, so I can Owen explain to me what's going on with serials functionality, or is it more of, I'm a PO and I'm just so curious about how people are using AI, or is it, kind of like I'm a PO and I'm a PO that's only, or, I'm only available for 10 hours a week, and, and this is my responsibilities. This is what I do. I'm just curious what what you want to get out of that type of discussion.
I appreciate you trying to tease this up because I'm not even really clear as I was saying it. But the scenario that I think of is, and maybe there are a couple, but oftentimes I would get a question from someone about something that I don't have the answer to, or that I might know kind of how it would work or whatever. And my, one of the questions I would ask is like, would this other PO prefer that I send the person to them or that I ask them the question myself? So like that in I think this part is like a discussion about how we work together. Like what do people prefer? You want me to just send people with questions your way, or do you want me to kind of mediate which one is better for you. And there are, I think, a lot of different versions of that. And then the other thing is, in past, I have like created tickets for other POs. And, it's like, is that the best way to do things? Like, created this ticket, and then maybe it was a bug, or an enhancement request, and created a ticket and assigned it to another PO. For me, like, everyone has been so generous with their time to this point. Owen's a good example. I think I bother Owen a lot. And everyone's been very generous with their time, but I think understanding a little bit more about what the realities are, because we just don't have that check-in with other POs. Because I want to make sure that I'm not overstepping those boundaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so just looking at some of the notes here, I mean, would it be helpful if we spent some time introducing ourselves and our roles, and then like I mean maybe just going around the the room and just introducing ourselves, our roles, and maybe in introducing ourselves maybe focus specifically on yeah our role in Folio, and in describing our role, whether we're full-time, part-time, etc. I mean, would that help?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good reminder. And people could maybe say, what their time commitment is to Folio. And like how you would prefer folks reach out to you. Like in the domain where you are the expert, maybe you could say a little something about how you prefer to support other POs and like support disseminating knowledge about that area. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking
Okay.
out loud here, but
It's all right. I mean, let's try to tease this one out more. See if there's a way to do this at WolfCon or maybe in another meeting. Is there anything else, any other idea you guys have for WolfCon? Okay. So there's three. There's I think there's five ideas. Talk about the return of the sprint demo, dependency handling management experience, knowledge share, how are POs working with SIGs, no change, just ask anything, and then the POs network introduction roles. I'm not sure about process. I'm going to remove that. I think there are basically five ways to go about five ideas that I've heard. I don't know if I can do a poll. Let me see if I can do polls.
I have one more topic,
Okay.
and that is if we a little bit can envision 5 year from here, where are we? What's happening in Folio, and what's happening in our work as well? We have Eureka implemented. We have we are not doing flower releases as we know them today. How is our planning of our work to be organized? How many will we be, do you think? Are we is the number of POs to be scaled down, or yeah.
I'm not sure we can answer those questions, but I do think that those detailed questions, Charlotte, but I do think it would be a good exercise of, how do we see Folio in 5 years? I don't know if we can answer questions about scale down or things like that. I know, let me say it this way, Charlotte. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that, but that's just me. How would other folks feel? I mean, do you guys about the discussion about what do we look like in 5 years? Is it more of a kind of a high level vision, or if it's more about the process or the role of POs in folio or development in 5 years. I mean, I what would you guys want to get out of a discussion like this?
So I was not suggesting that we must scale down, but it is, how is the future looking for the folio development? And is there anything we should kind of have a common ground around, and how are we planning for folio for the next 5 years?
I think it would be interesting to talk about our domain areas in that sense. Like, I think I could probably, you know, easier for me to answer the question of like, where is folio in 3 years, maybe 5 years? 5 years is a long time. but like, where do I see acquisitions or some of the collaborative consortial functionality, like multi-tenant functionality? I don't know that I, speaking to like the direction of folio or the rate of adoption of folio is kind of above my pay grade. I don't know if I'd be the best person to be in that conversation, but yeah, I definitely think it would be interesting from like a functional perspective to talk about the future and have everyone's thoughts on their domain just for awareness.
Okay. Well, I'm going to also put, I think these are all great ideas. And I'm going to put Tim's idea too in here that's in chat. And then what I'm going to do is after this meeting, I'm going to put a poll in the PO's chat where we're going to vote on what we're going to talk about at WolfCon. The idea 7 from Mr. Tim Auger is there a need for new folks or not so new to highlight the roles of PC and TC and when to reach out to them? So I see this as, you know, whether or not we should have some kind of like PC-TC attendance at the PO's meeting, at that PO's meeting. Not to say that, just to introduce themselves, maybe introduce the PC role, the TC role, that also is beneficial as well. All right, so that's what I'm going to do after the meeting. Before I have lunch, I'm going to create this poll in the PO's channel. We're going to figure out what we're going to talk about at the PO's meeting at WolfCon September 5th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1:10 Central Time. Apologies, I do not know about other folks' time, but that's the time I saw on the WolfCon schedule for the PO's meeting. All right, now let's go back to the agenda here. Okay, for today, the last, I don't think Alexi's here, and we actually don't have any time, but I do want to talk about tracking schema updates. It's come up several times. It's come up in our channel, PO's channel. How do we do this? I think we're getting to a point that we have to, something has to be done. Whether, and I'm not really sure it's a PO's role, to be honest with you, to do this. I actually think it's development that needs to make a way to make this information more readily available. So that's why I know I've struggled with what to do here. But I wanted to get folks' feedback as to what your thoughts are on how we can at least guide the conversation and maybe guide the requirements in this area. I want to say one thing. There is an architectural, I think, let me check, see if Tom's on the call. Is Tom on the call? Tom is not on the call. So a couple of months ago, Tom and I did talk about this. And we talked about there's got to be a way through GitHub or some third party tool that it just triggers a notification, and that it would be cool not only if it triggers a notification of a schema change, that it, oh, by the way, gives us a report. We reached out to the solution architects and said, hey, can you guys investigate a way to do this? Because this is becoming more and more important that we provide this detail to each other development teams and to the community because of the third party integrations that community members have. And so Slava on the solution architects team has been working on looking at a proof of concept, a way to track this information so that it could be available per release as a list of some sort that could be reviewed not only by development teams, but by the community. And last night I did send him a note, and he did say that he was finalizing the POC, and hopefully I'd say probably within 2 weeks, he can give us some update about this. I'm going to share this feature or story in chat. And say, hope this seems like this could be something that we could leverage. But I do wonder what other folks' thoughts are as to how, if they know of any other tools or any other solutions or workflows that we should consider to track schema changes and then track these schema changes so that we can report them and provide them to, again, our teams and also the community. I said a lot there, but hopefully you guys get the gist of my question is, beyond this, what else could we or should we be doing? Are we inclined to just say, hey, let's see what Slava finds out and then maybe table this conversation until then? Because I'm okay with that too. But I am curious if people have a process in place for notifying about schema changes. And if they do, if they would like to share it right now, or if they have some thoughts as to other processes or ways that we can detect schema changes and eventually report this out to folks.
Danila, I would suggest we wait for the findings from Slava, because this is not really a product owner responsibility. This should have been done on the development team, and the notification should be automatic without any human interaction. So I really hope the POC that Slava works on will address this issue.
Me too, Magda. Me too. Is there anybody who has any opinion or suggestion or thoughts based on what Magda said? Okay, so we're going to do it. We're going to table this, see if Slava has figured this out for us, and take it from there. So I do recommend people to just watch this issue. If you have additional requirements based on what you've heard or experienced, you know, please add them as comments. So that as Slava kind of completes his POC, he, you know, looks at those comments and will consider any feedback that you might have. But yeah, we'll table it for now. All right. Am I going to be able to do this? I think I am. I think I'm going to be able to wrap up this meeting early, even though I started late. Again, are there anybody have anything they want to share or talk about before we wrap up today? Ooh, okay. All right. It's very few times I can actually end the meeting early. So I'm gonna do that.
Good
Thank you
work.
guys. Oof. Well, we'll see about that, Peter. But thank you. Everybody have a great rest of your day, and talk to you over Slack or Teams.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank
Bye,
you.
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.